Oh, just going to start the meeting. Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Declare the meeting open at 5:01 p.m. Welcome to all councillors, staff and members of the public in attendance. We acknowledge the Kanyang people as the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet. We pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. Please ensure that mobile phones are switched off or placed on silent for the duration of the meeting. This meeting will be audio recorded and made available for public access on the Shire website. Members of the public are reminded that no other visual or audio recording of this meeting is allowed without the permission of the presiding member. Councillors are reminded to declare any conflicts of interest as they arise in accordance with the Local Government Act 1995. We have those listed on the agenda in attendance, with apologies from Councillor Wright and Councillor Moore. Also Jason Forsyth and Carolyn Mallett. Item 3, public question time. We have two members of the public. Is there any questions? Thank you, Shirley. If you'd just like to step up to the microphone. Sorry, I need you to...
Thank you.
Thank you, Shirley. It's because the meeting is being recorded.
Of course.
So if you could just state your name and then your question,
yeah,
that would
right.
be great. Thank you.
Shirley Broadhurst. Speaking on behalf of the Boitbrook Tourism Association Incorporated, if the council, this council, chooses to leave the alliance, where do we stand as an organisation as part of the Southern Forests and Valleys body? We're quite concerned because, as you know, we've already had to, or will have to, accommodate 12,500 less income for the following year. And if we've got to start again with putting our own websites up and all of those connections, it will be beyond us. And we would really have no other option but to close the centre, which would be an absolute tragedy. That's my question.
Thank you, Shirley. Well, the officer recommendation is to stay with Warren Blackwood for 6 months. So we'll just have to see what the decision of council is. Is there anything that you'd like to add to that, Mr. CEO?
Through the chair, if I may, the decision, council has made a decision already to withdraw. There is a previous council resolution for that. We're going to withdraw and negotiate staying in with the tourism side of things. We have been discussing and negotiating with the Warren Blackwood Alliance of Councils, hence the report's come back now to give us a further 6 months to continue those negotiations. As you mentioned, you're an organisation of your own on the Southern Forests, so it would have to be something that you deal with Southern Forests directly with. It's not something the Shire can deal with on your behalf.
Well, it was the Shire who strongly encouraged us and, in fact, pushed us into becoming part of it. And if that should occur, we would feel very let down.
Thank you. Thank you. Did you have a question, Andrew?
Andrew Ball from 110 Leestier Drive in Boitbrook. My question, Madam Chair, when this meeting was first advertised on Facebook, being that I'm not up on acronyms, I just asked a simple question as to what the acronym stood for. That post was subsequently deleted, yet others were not, all right? May I respectfully ask why that was deleted would be my first question. And my second question is that personal? Thank you.
Mr. CEO, I have no knowledge of...
Yep. Through the chair, deleted. I don't believe the post was deleted. So we'd have to have a look on that tomorrow. Secondly, definitely isn't personal. Although I would say it is best to ask questions directly to council rather than putting things on Facebook. We do not respond to questions on Facebook. So if you ever have a question, you know my door's always open. You've come in a couple of times, more than welcome at any time.
My number is also on the website, so I'm happy for you to call me too, Andrew. Okay, I wasn't aware of any posts being deleted. I don't look at Facebook to get my council information. I go through the website.
And it would be not the first one, so...
Okay, thank you. No further questions? Item 4, declaration of interest. And we have nil. Item 5, notice of motion, rescission of resolution 26/05/122 of 28th of May 2026, which is included in the officer recommendation. So 6.1, we have 6.1.1, Warren Blackwood Alliance of Councils, reconsideration of membership for a further 6 months. We have the officer recommendation to revoke the council resolution 26/05/122 made at the ordinary council meeting held on the 28th of May 2026. In its place, adopt the following resolution. Item 3, continue with the Shire Boyart Brooks membership of the Warren Blackwood Alliance of Councils for a further period of 6 months. Request the Chief Executive Officer to present a further report to council prior to the expiry of the 6 month period detailing the outcomes achieved regarding the proposed revised operational model of the Warren Blackwood Alliance of Councils, the future benefits delivered to the Shire of Boyart Brook, progress made regarding negotiations with the Forest Products Commission and the state government on the future funding arrangements, and recommendation regarding the Shire's ongoing membership of the Alliance. Do I have a mover for that motion, please? Thank you, Councillor Ingalls. Seconded, Councillor Matthews. Is there any questions regarding the matter?
Can we move into committee to
yes,
have a
of
discussion
course.
About this point?
You'd like to move into committee, Councillor Ingalls? Seconded, Councillor King. All those in favour? Carried.
I'd just like to talk about this because it's obviously going to affect a lot of things, as the way I see it, because I'm actually one of the members on this as well, and I can see that we're not getting bang for buck, but I also understand what Shirley's talking about with if we do go out of it, you know, tourism is a big thing, and we should be, I'm not sure if we're waiting for them to give us a recommendation of how they want it to go, or should we be putting forward to them how we want to see our money spent in the Alliance? Like, okay, so obviously tourism is a big thing for us, really, that we're going to get out of it rather than anything else. We don't have, you know, the arts trial, we don't have the mountain bikes like Nanup has, we don't have whatever Manjimup's got, I don't even know if they get out of it either, but so I was just wondering where we were standing, whether the three of us were going to, when we go to the, or the council was going to have a, put a thing together to say, this is what we want for our, bang for our buck, rather than us sitting back waiting for them to say, right, well, this is what we've come up with.
So through the chair, I think that's the purpose of the sort of follow-up report that will come back to council. We did have, the Shire President and myself had a meeting with the Alliance Chair and the CEO, his current CEO is the Donnybrook CEO over there, we did express from our side that we would have to see something tangible that we can bring back to council and the community to say this is what we're actually getting out of the alliance. Not something that we're getting 500,000 clicks on a website. We want to be able to go back to the community and say we've invested X amount of money and we've received X amount of value out of that money. So it's a bit early stages at this stage. The CEOs are trying to set up a meeting amongst all of us so that we can sit down and discuss what sort of the model's going to be. From my personal side, we sort of indicated to them that the current model obviously is not working. We're duplicating a lot of things with the board, because no matter what the board actually says, I've still got to come back to council to get council's authority to do anything. So that was the one issue that we sort of said, maybe we don't need a alliance board as such. Also, the employment method that's been used in the past, that's obviously had its flaws. We want that position to fall under, and we sort of unanimously agreed to go with Manjimup because they're the largest council. They've got the most resources to be able to address something like that. So the officer would most likely work for a local government. Hopefully it will be Manjimup. The CEOs would have monthly meetings to catch up on what the progress of particular projects are going to be. The sort of projects we'd be looking at going forward, from my side at least, is something that will be impacted on all of us. So things like the new privacy bylaws and acts and stuff that's come in, all of us have had to almost employ, not almost, we have all employed a PRIS officer. Now, that's something that we could have done as an alliance, in my opinion, and said, right, we'll employ one officer that does it all, because we're all going to work off the same act, so there's no point in us all duplicating it at the same time. Waste management, that's a big issue coming up. That's the sort of projects I want to see them doing going forward. Not the cycling stuff where we have no benefit coming out of that. The truffle kerfuffle, that sort of stuff. You know, it's things that I want to be able to tangibly come back to the community and council and say, right, here's the projects we're looking at. Tourism will be one of the big ones, and that's why council did initially make the decision that we withdraw out of the alliance, but we try and stay in with the tourism. They have come back subsequently with some figures, and they almost want to charge us the same as what it's going to cost us to be a full-on member. So that's when we said, well, this model doesn't work. So we are negotiating with them. We will obviously try and look after the interests of the tourism, because tourism is important. We saw that with the presentation we had last month or at the last council meeting by the RDA. So that's something we don't want to jeopardise. But yeah, at this stage, don't have much more information than that, other to say that from our side, we've expressed our concerns on the way the model's currently working.
So we did negotiate with them to just stay in for 6 months because it was a yearly membership, and we just said, well, we are happy to try it for 6 months and see how we go. Like, things have to move fast, not just, you know, kick it down the road and we'll just see what happens. Things have to move, yeah. So, and there was plans, like you said, to have meetings with the CEOs, wasn't there? Yeah.
Correct, yeah, and those emails are already going around to organise a date for the CEOs to meet to discuss the model.
Darren.
Madam Chair, can I ask what it cost us last year and what are we expected to contribute for this 6 months?
Mr. CEO has those figures right in front of him, doesn't he?
Through the chair. It hasn't changed much over the years. Last year it cost us about 33,000 in total, Malcolm, if I'm correct there. It's roughly around 33,000. If we were going to go according to their new scheme of not being full-on members, it was going to be 25,000, call it 26,000. But only 6 months would cost us around 13,000. We would be budgeting for the full 12 months, though. If council does decide to remain a member, that we still have the balance of the funds available. If council resolves not to continue the membership, then we'll reallocate those funds somewhere else to where council wants us to reallocate those funds to.
So the main thing is the Southern Forest and Valleys. That's the most important part of the Warren Blackwood Alliance of Councils. That's the one where we really want to stay. And the rest is basically going to be like fee for service, isn't it?
basically project work outcomes fees, yes.
Yeah.
Which in the overall scheme of things, if we do get them to do something like the waste management plans and that sort of stuff, it will be cheaper to go and stay in the alliance and contribute towards that than to try and employ a consultant on our own to get that sort of work done.
So along the lines of like this trail strategic plan strategy that, you know, that was basically a fee for service we've paid and that's being done now, so we'll get something to hold in our hands for that. So yeah, instead of just paying the fee and whatever happens, happens, I think we'll just be in a little bit more of a control with that.
If I could add through the chair, if the model does not change, I would definitely not be recommending to stay with them because the current model does not work for us at all.
I think we made that quite clear at the meeting.
We did, yes.
Yes. Any other questions?
No.
Oh.
Sorry, just a note. I don't know if this is appropriate, but I did note that there's a push to have the Donnybrook, Boabrook trail opened up by a group of individuals based in Donnybrook. And I wonder whether that's related to or independent.
I'm not aware of that. I don't know anything about that.
Sure. Well, I'd like to support them anyway. I'll find it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. Yeah.
It was what John said, I think it's about the railway line, the Boabrook Donnybrook railway line. They're going to make it into a...
Oh, okay.
There's a group that just started to, do something or get a committee together to make a walk trail, something
yes,
like that.
Yes, I actually think that they came to the trail strategy workshop that I went to. I think there was a representative from there. Yeah. So that'll be captured in there, so... Yep, that will, and the trails plan strategy will help them with funding and creating the new trail.
Yeah, that's sort of plan that would be included in the trail strategy. So if they go out for funding or something like that, it's an overall plan that can be used as part of funding applications.
Okay, happy to move out of committee? Could I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Ingalls. Seconded Councillor King. All those in favour? Carried. Okay, we have a mover and a seconder. Would the mover like to speak to the motion? Councillor Ingalls.
Yeah, I will. Like I said, I was on this committee and I've been to 3 meetings and I'm probably one of the most vocal ones there to say I don't think we're getting bang for buck. So if we can extend it for another 6 months and make it work in our favour, I'm pretty happy with those proposals to go forward, but it's got to work for us mainly because, yeah. Thank you.
Would you like to speak to the motion?
I see the dilemma. It's sort of ironic we're having trouble with the forest, the Southern Forest, and the forest plantations, but. I sort of see the empathy in it for the long-standing tourist group and having the insecurity going forward when, you know, we've already got a very strong, as it was pointed out in that presentation, very strong market, farming, agricultural business, and like 2 or 3% quite low in the tourism. So if we're not bringing it in ourselves, then we need a bigger... group to actually help us to wave that flag. But we have to be sort of dynamic and not just waiting for them to do it. We have to drive it ourselves.
Speakers against? Any speakers for? Put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Item 7, there being no further business, the meeting is closed at 5:20. Thank you.